Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for joining us on Good Friday, partly cloudy day across Sydney today. We're heading for 25 in the city and 28 in the west. A reminder, Matty Johns, he doesn't take public holidays either. He'll be here with Morning Glory from 9 a.m. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers.
Yeah. On tonight's game, on a serious note, and we've got a text about it too, just want to congratulate whoever came up with the idea for the Carl Webb medal for the man of the match for tonight's game. A great way to remember the big fella. It will be handed out for the first time. So player of the match in Broncos Cowboys game from tonight and going forward will get the Carl Webb medal, who sadly passed away in the off-season, was battling motor neurone. So the Carl Webb medal, Carl, going to be remembered forever by the Broncos and the Cowboys. Now, are we ready for a mailbag?
It's ready.
16 to 8. Let's do this.
The Missiles Mailbag.
When you control the mail, you control information.
All right, Rossi, the first one today, I thought this was a bit topical. There's a new saying out there, Rossi. It's called doing a Jesus.
Right, okay. Got my attention.
Doing a Jesus. To replicate Jesus by getting hammered on Good Friday, go quiet on Saturday and not appear again until Easter. Used in a sentence, Braden said his parents were in Tassie for Easter, so he's just planning on doing a Jesus this weekend.
Okay, well that's very appropriate for the times. Thank you for sharing adding to the vernacular. Forward complaints coming in.
Are you going to do a Jesus this weekend? Oh, you got to work, so you can't do a Jesus.
Yeah, you got to work. Yeah, there's nothing much there.
I came up with this one as well. This is the top 10 names for the poker machines in Australia. Pokies.
Sorry, top 10 as in popularity or top 10 as in the best names?
Best names that people call them, you know.
I see. So you're talking like the names of the vapes, the douche flute, and things like
yes.
that. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Number one, the Bricky's laptop. Number two, the reverse ATM. The pensioner's piano. The Queen of Denial.
Right.
The Mount Isa MacBook.
Yep.
Granddad's iPad.
Yeah.
The plumber's PlayStation.
Yeah.
The pineapple juicer.
Yep.
Return and burn. And the New South Wales live music machine.
Right. Okay. Yeah, right.
Some good names there.
No, that is good. That's good.
Another one following on from last week's...
The mailbag is flying today. Flying.
Last week's Birdie Beatles show bag.
Yeah, sure.
I looked up the top show bags. So Ben and Chuck and a few of the people here at the SEN around the office have been talking about going to the Easter show and the show bags. A lot of our listeners will be heading out today. This is ranked. This is the official Sydney Royal Easter Show website. Their top 10 show bags for 2024. The Wednesday show bag. Now, this was a show on Netflix, kind of a spin-off from the Addams Family about Wednesday, the daughter in the Addams Family. The Wednesday show bag, $32. Get some socks, backpack, few little various things. I don't know. It's not doing it for me.
$32.
Number two, the NBA Los Angeles Lakers show bag. They'll set you back $36. Bit of paraphernalia for them, the Lakers. The Mr. Feastables bag. Don't really know what this one is. Probably Chuck will know a bit more. Probably more his age demographic. Mr. Beast, Feastable bag.
Oh, Mr. Beast. Oh, yeah, Mr. Beast. Yeah, no, it's huge.
So it looks
huge.
Like it's just chocolates, basically. Feastables. Yeah. It's only $12.50, so I don't know. Do what you will with that one. The Kit Kat show bag, $18. Pack full of chocolate. That seems like good value. The Big Pet dog bag, $20. Bunch of stuff for your pets. Not bad. Now here it is, the Birdie Beetle retro show bag, $25. Packed
what?
Full of Birdie Beetles, a hat, some mugs, some socks. $25 for Birdie Beetles, which we now know.
But it used to be $2. Well, is there a Birdie Beetle bag that's still $2, isn't there? They're not, they haven't jacked it up 25.
No, surely $25. That's it. The Birdie Beetle show bag, $25.
Birdie
and we
Beetle's
now know.
On the gear, isn't he?
Remember from last week, Birdie Beetles are actually recycled honeycomb from.
Offal. Chocolate offal.
Violet Crumbles. So. The Matilda's show bag.
Offcuts.
The Matilda's show bag, $30. You get a ball and a scarf, not much else. Emma Memma show bag. Do you know what Emma Memma is, Chuck? No, he's shaking his head. He probably does, so. Hot Wheels, $32. And last but not least, the Sesame Street bag, $32.
Wow. You missed one show bag. You missed a bag. The bunker, the NRL bunker bag. It's just got one thing in it. It's got a magnifying glass, and you hold up, but it does the reverse, making everything blurred.
Sponsored by Specsavers. Should have gone to Specsavers.
I'm holding it there. There's the little magnifying glass. Yeah, it comes in. It doesn't make anything clear. It becomes blurred, the NRL bunker bag. Good value, $12.50. Breakfast is powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Before we go to the break, we've got a heap of texts. Good morning, gents. For many years, I've called the Pokies the House of Horrors, says the Pinnacle. What was the pensioner one you had? The pensioner what? The pensioner's piano.
Yeah, there's a few good ones there. The pineapple juicer, piano. Return and burn.
Yeah.
Granddad's iPads. Yeah, that one, yeah. I had a chuckle reading that one, so I thought I'd better... Better let our listeners in on that one. Hey, the bag says Uncle Paddy would be looking after the water kids. One of the great Maroubra lifeguards he is, Pat Falzon. Very funny man, Pat Falzon, for those that haven't met him.
Missile, you need some gusto or some tequila today. I'm on my way to Port Macquarie. May the traffic gods be good, says Rooster Man. There you go, he's on his way. Morning, Vossie and Missile. Penrith won last night only using three players from their bench. Dane Laurie didn't make the field. That's
point.
A huge effort from such a young forward pack with Liam Henry, Lindsay Smith, Mav Geyer all having at least 30 minutes each. Lindsay Smith played longer than that. I mean, he's a starting forward and playing 50. That's from David of Glenmore Park. So Dane Laurie played 1 minute in round one and played 9 minutes in round two and nothing in round three. Just going to play that sort of bit part for Penrith.
So Mitch Kenny's just getting out the 80 now. Sonny Luke has fallen out of favour, I guess.
Yeah, he was 18th man last night, Sonny Luke. Vossie and The Apprentice. The AFL have just announced that they're doing away with the term CEO for their CEO. He is now to be referred to as the Godfather. And that's from Hunter, no longer cynical.
Yes. Morning, guys. A completely different subject. Minji Lee has joined the number one name in golf, Callaway, with 14 Callaway clubs in the bag. A great Aussie doing great things on the world stage, says Magpie Swanee.
Yeah, no doubts about that. And what's the earliest in a season that no team has been undefeated to start? If the Cowboys lose, we'll have reached round four and there will be no unbeaten team. That's a
pretty good
question to ask, yeah. I don't know the answer to that and I'm not going to look it up, but maybe someone else can. And you can do that and then ring us in, 1300 01 1170. By the way, we do have to announce the Club Med Caller of the Week today too, James. And that person will go in the draw for the Club Med Caller of the Year. And to be in with a chance, still get on the open line today, 1300 01 1170. We'd love to hear from you on this Good Friday. Vossie Oakey in just a moment, and Dennis Scott joining us after 8 o'clock. Yes, Dennis Scott, former NRL, Broncos, Bulldogs, but these days, superstar, landscaper, gardener on Selling Houses Australia.